بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, all praise and thanks is due to Allah تبارك وتعالى, who has blessed us and favored us with the month of Ramadan. From the hadith of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, we learn that right now فتحت أبواب السماء, the doors of the skies are wide open. The doors of khair, of goodness, of barakat, of afiyat, of Allah's bounties, Allah's blessings, of the forgiveness of Allah, the mercy of Allah. And more than that, the doors of opportunity are wide open. Opportunity for a person to turn his life around and to make those changes within his life, to develop such characteristics, such attributes, such qualities within myself that my life becomes valuable in the court of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. When it comes to our deen, we understand, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that there are five primary branches of deen, which each and every person has to make an effort upon, has to strive, has to dedicate his life to correcting, to nurturing. Without these five branches, a person's deen is incomplete. The first that he speaks about is imaniyat, aqaid. When it comes to our belief system, what do we believe in? This a person has to correct, so that his iman is complete. Then he mentions, secondly, ibadat, our acts of worship. Now we have fasting in the month of Ramadan, our salah, zakat, hajj, and the various other ibadat that a person carries out. Thirdly, we have our muamalat, our business practices, business dealings, whether that is done in accordance to sharia or not. Then we have our muasharat, our social conduct and etiquette, dealing with others. How do we conduct ourselves within the home, with our neighbors, with our friends, family? And the fifth and final branch is the branch of akhlaq, of character. The attributes and the characteristics that a person has within himself when dealing with others, and more than that, within his own self. His trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerity, the purpose within his life, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this forms a very important branch of deen. And the month of Ramadan is a chance for us to work on our akhlaq. The importance of this we can gauge from the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions his purpose for being sent into this world. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I was commissioned as a Nabi, I was sent into this world to perfect good character. This was one of my main objectives and goals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commissioned me for, to come to teach the people good akhlaq and conduct. And generally the question is asked, that when it comes to our akhlaq, these characteristics and attributes, then is this something that a person is born with, or can we make an effort and make a change in our akhlaq? We find when it comes to the West, we find many slogans that are chanted, that this is how I am, you take it or leave it. This is my nature. I am a stubborn person. I am a person who has anger issues. I am a person who can't tolerate. I get ticked off very easily. And therefore you deal with it, or you don't have anything to do with me. As though a person cannot make a change within his life. Yes, we find the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has distributed akhlaq as He has distributed wealth. Some people Allah has given a larger share of wealth, and some Allah has not given that much. Likewise, when it comes to akhlaq also, some people are naturally gifted. The person is just a tolerant person. He doesn't have to make an effort. But, ulama writes, this does not mean that these qualities and characteristics cannot be developed within another person. A person may not have been born with that amount of reserves, but he can still bring those qualities and nurture them within himself. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make three du'as. One was a general du'a that he would make at different times of his life. Allahumma ihdini li, Allahumma inni as'aluka as-sihhata wal-iffa wal-amana wa husna al-khuluq. Oh Allah, I ask you for good health, for iffa, for chastity, wal-amana, for trustworthiness, and I ask you specifically for good character. This was the general dua. Then secondly, we find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when looking into the mirror, when he would see his external form, here also he would make dua for good character. Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fahassin khuluqi. Oh Allah, just as you have beautified my external form, beautify me internally also. develop these characteristics within me. And the third dua, to highlight the importance, in Salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make this dua, Allahumma ahdini li ahsanil akhlaq. O Allah, you guide me to the best of character. La yahdi li ahsaniha illa ant. Nobody can guide to good character except you. And then he would ask protection. Wasrif anni sayyi'aha. That protect me from evil character. La yasrifu anni sayyi'aha illa ant. Nobody can avert me from evil character besides you. So these du'as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make on a constant basis, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good conduct, for good qualities, for these awsaf and attributes to be developed within us. The month of Ramadan is an opportunity, my dear brothers. As we find the opportunity to spend more time in the masjid, more time with our Quran Sharif, more time developing our salah, our concentration in salah, likewise it is an opportunity to build these awsaf, these characteristics. So when we leave the month of Ramadan, we take this out of the month of Ramadan with us. I've built something up, I've developed something within me, and now when the month of Ramadan comes to an end, I can move forward having these characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within my life. So inshallah, over the course of the month of Ramadan, every alternate morning, we will try and discuss one attribute, one characteristic, which was found within the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There are various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, various du'as that he would make, and how to develop these characteristics within our life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.